this is Mistress Brighton, and this is like my year in review. And what a fucking year we've had, huh? Since Christmas is over, not for me though, I thought it might be fun to do a combo year in review and a Mistress Brighton's favorite kinky Christmas story style blog where I share some of my favorite Christmas femdom tales. But before we dive into that, let me just say that I consider Christmas the time from Christmas Eve to New Year's, because that's the period of time when my brain stops registering days and times. Why is that? I'm not sure, but that's usually when my brain stops working properly. As a matter of fact, this will probably also be a take care of your goddamn mental health blog. I think I share these blog posts every year, or almost every year, so I'm sharing them again. So if you've never seen these blog posts, here's your chance. The Christmas Fairy is one of my favorite demented holiday femdom stories that I've ever written. Like, seriously. I have been doing Christmas Fairy spin-off stories when the mood hits, so we're going to focus on those. Are you ready? By the way, if you're reading these, you're welcome to participate in some holiday gooning, but no commies. The very first story is The Christmas Fairy, which I wrote a couple of years ago. And the summary is basically the story is about a man named Trevor that doesn't believe in fairy tales or fairy godfuckers named Brighton until he meets the Christmas Fairy. So you'll have to read it. Go to my blog, enchantrixtease.com, and find out what happens and what he got for his first wish. The Christmas Fairy 2, obviously, is the second part of the story. I think I wrote 1, 2, and 3 all in like the same month, like I was on a roll. So anyway, The Christmas Fairy 2, Trevor gets his second wish. This one doesn't leave him walking with a waddle, but you might want to read all the way to the end to find out what happens to him. Then there's The Christmas Fairy 3. Trevor gets quite a shock after the Christmas Fairy's last visit. But now what's going to happen? He can't go to work looking like a fully transformed woman, or can he? The next Christmas Fairy story I wrote was the 2017 Christmas blog train. That was part 4 of the Fairy Godfucker series. So his name is now Tracy, is adjusting well to the changes and, in a turn of twisted revenge, causing a lot of problems for her ex and her new boss's relationship. Evil grin. A yearly visit from the Christmas Fairy was the next story that I wrote. So that was what, part 5? This story is a slight deviation from the other 4, with a new character, Mark. Mark is terrified of everyone learning his secret, and he is determined to get what he wants. Except when making deals with fairies, he finds out things turn out very differently from what he had planned. So any more evil Christmas shenanigans? I actually have probably a lot of Christmas stories. You just never know what kind of weird shit you're going to get when dealing with me. So, how about some Christmas CBT to warm you up? I wrote a Christmas cock and ball torment blog. You can find the link on this blog post. And that should warm you up from like the frosty fucking blue balls Christmas visit that we had. Holy cow. Or perhaps another spin-off story, because there is one more Christmas fairy story on my Cuckold Life blog, and it's called The Cuckold Christmas Fairy. You can find that on thecuckoldlife.com. Since this is the second to last day of Cuckold Fantasies, that's right, cuckoldfantasies.com being our side of the month and the last side of the month of the year. So in this one, Trevor didn't exactly get off scot-free. You know, the other stories mainly focused on transformation. But this one, he's got to pay the piper. And as a matter of fact, he doesn't get off scot-free. He ends up servicing Scott. So those are my offerings. If you have not read them already, happy reading. And now I'd like to talk about mental health. I talk about mental health every single year. This year is no different. living up north, where I live, it's already butt-fucking cold this time of year. I can say that I was not thrilled when we got hit with a cold front. So, like, normally this time of year, it could be in the 30s to 50s. No, this year it was below zero. And when the weather froze, my brain froze along with it, literally. I don't know if I was, like, overwhelmed, or maybe the weather really did freeze what was left of my brain cells, because I don't have that many left, you know. But I went from, yes, we have to do all the things, I'm a tiny god, to splat. So what did I do? What does anyone do with who suffers from executive dysfunction and anxiety? What do you do when you're overloaded? You go to sleep. Take a nap. You take a fucking nap. That's right, everyone. It's okay to do absolutely fucking nothing if your brain tells you to fuck off. And I know I usually tell everybody to fuck off, but my brain told me to fuck off, so I went to sleep. Sometimes doing nothing is what is required to give your brain a break. So I would advise that if you're feeling burned out, give your brain a break before your brain and your body decide to give you a break and basically force you to rest. So anyway, we're out of this fucking panini, aren't we? I'd like to be. because we're going into like 2023 and I'm tired of this crap. A couple of years ago was like the last time I took what used to be a 2 to 3 times a year vacation to change scenery, mental health break, meet up with friends, and get the fuck out of the house because I'm, you know, usually working or doing other stuff. This year marked the first time since before the pandemic that I had left the state, let alone the country. So I was pretty much, you know, on lockdown with everybody else. And I hope you enjoyed our company during lockdown. I think business was good for a lot of us PSOs because everybody was home and needed somebody to talk to. And we like the break too. We like talking to you. It's good to be social when you're like trapped in the house. You know what I mean? But anyway, this year I finally went on vacation and I got to spend time with my favoritestestest mistress ladies, and treat myself to some much needed R&R near the ocean, 90 fucking degree weather, which is a far cry from what I just experienced last week, while someone else catered to us hand and foot. And man, that was really nice. So nice that I have decided that I am not ever going to go that goddamn long without traveling ever again, because holy shit. So if the world goes straight to hell in a handbasket again, I am at the very least going to get the fuck out of the north of goddamn Narnia and run screaming like somewhere and anywhere but here. I would like to say, though, that I'm very thankful. I do not take for granted that I have for the past 10 years or so been able to travel a few times a year and go wherever the fuck I felt like going. I know 2020 humbled a lot of us and also scared the crap out of a lot of us. And the world is a very different place now than it was at the end of 2019. 2019, when I first heard mentions of Ramona Myers. So the very last thing I'm going to say while shaking my finger at all of you, listen very carefully, okay, is take care of your mental health and take care of your body. If you're going to have relations with people, please use condoms. If you absolutely must have anything stopped up your ass, please put the goddamn condoms on, fucker. Even if it like belongs to somebody you know, whether it belongs to somebody you know or you don't know, use condoms. Get tested, you fucking weirdos. I don't care how hot your fantasy is. The real life version and consequences of your fantasy will not be enjoyable if you cause bodily harm to yourself or you get sick. And lastly, instead of going out, and I know I say this every year too, instead of going out and doing something really fucking stupid, call us instead. Fun sex is safe sex. Just remember that. And I know I say this every year. Okay, but it bears repeating at least like 2 bajillion times a year because you fuckers are hard-headed and you're dumb when you're horny and you need reminders to not be stupid when you have a boner. So here's the deal. I will be on for calls today, possibly a little bit tomorrow. Listen, don't bother looking for me between the hours of 11 p.m. New Year's Eve and drunk, because that's what I'll be doing. There is a teeny tiny chance you might catch me on New Year's, but do not hold your breath. If I am on, call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. So what's planned for 2023, actually? We do have something for you, 2023. We have a lot planned for you. So stick with us, and I will see you next year. And I'd also like to say thank you for being a part of our Femdom Phone Sex world. And lastly, if you're unable to call and you can't do text sessions, or you're like some Luddite and, you know, technology scares you so you can't do the texting thing, you can also pay for a custom audio for me. You can buy my phone sex audios too. All that information is on my blog. You can read this blog at enchantrixtees.com, and you can email me, brighton@enchantrixempire.com, if you would like a custom audio. The link to the custom audio page is also on my blog, so you can see the pricing so that you don't have to like ask me like, hey, how much is this? It's on the site. Please, the site is there for a reason. Please read it. Okay? Thank you so much for reading and listening, and see you next year. Bye-bye.